Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
Game 7.
Yep.
The longer that game went, I must admit I get nervous because I've seen way too many times in playoff games when the visiting team hangs around and hangs around and hangs around, and then they get a break, score a goal, and it goes the wrong way. Tonight, they hung around, but you were able to break through late in the second period. And of all people, Spencer Shagrua. You had to love your team's performance tonight.
Oh, yeah, especially in the second. The second, we have this drill. We call it Perry Pern. And it's a low down in the zone drill. And it's 3-on-3. And the team that's defending has to skate the puck past the top of the circles. Yep. The offensive team can change whenever they want. And that's a drill we use. It was the last drill we did before playoffs. And that's a drill we use to simulate second periods, spending time changing in the offensive zone. And they were Perry Perning them in the second. And I, like you said, I was getting a little nervous too because, you know, we're getting zone time. We're getting some shots, some looks, not a ton. Like, they did such a good job of blocking that you're just worried one block and they go the other way. You know, Connor goes the other way. But that 13-second left goal was just enormous.
And the job you did on Bedard tonight, one assist, he's minus two. It's his least productive night, and it came at the absolute right time for your team, obviously.
All right, okay. Now the series is over, so I can say this.
Okay.
Like, I am a massive Connor Bedard fan.
Yeah.
Like, World Juniors, me and my wife are screaming at the TV, cheering for him, cheering for Willie and Everett, cheering for Kissio. Like, he's just such a special player. We're both from the Lower Mainland, is what
I said
to him. Like, he's really making a lot of people in the hockey world proud. And like I said before the series, you don't just stop him. You do your best to make him have to go through everyone and make him have to, you know, play extremely hard to get his offense. But he's just so talented that it's so difficult to just even slow him down.
I hope he reconsiders and plays for Canada at the World Men's Hockey Championship, because I understand he has declined that invitation at first because the Pats were still playing. Oh. I hope he reconsiders, because I'd love to see him in a Canadian jersey again here in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, and I don't know him personally, but the crazy thing is, like, we're in Regina for 3 games, and he's at the rink longer than we are. Like, he's there early, he's on the ice, he leaves after the bus is gone. Like, you can just see he's a workhorse, he's a winner. I am a huge fan, and honestly, I'll be cheering for him for the rest of his career.
What'd you like best about what you guys did to on him tonight? I know it's more of a maybe Wong's line saw maybe a little more of him, and you're without Blake Gustafson, so the job your 5 defensemen did on top of the forwards too.
Yeah, truthfully, most of it is making him defend.
Yeah.
Like, if you can spend a minute straight in their end when he's on the ice, how much energy will those guys have going back the other way? So that's kind of the key. Like, you got to make him defend and tire him out in his own zone so he doesn't have as much juice. But at the same time, like, Wonger, Wiener, they share duties because, I don't know, anytime he's on the ice, something can happen.
What was he playing, 35?
I don't know what he was. But.
Your goaltender tonight, I mean, you go back to Austin Elliott for Game 7. You've rotated and had this two-headed monster all year, so I'm sure that was the decision.
So here's what I'll say. Chatty had better than what he played in the first 2 games. Oz. Elliott had better than. And he knows that. We know that. Chatty goes in and does an unbelievable job. Gets us 3 wins. Plays unbelievable for us, solid, getting us those wins. And then, like, fatigue was starting to set in. And it was just clear, like, from the outside, you don't know. But from the inside, we knew. Like, he played a lot of hockey in a very short amount of time. A 4-on-5 is incredibly difficult. So for tonight, like, knowing that he had a little bit of fatigue and we had our, an all-star in Austin Elliott, really hungry and angry about his first 2 games. So, honestly, Chatty, unbelievable, and then Austin coming in and being kind of the closer, like, both of them, huge series.
Your 5 defensemen tonight, because Gus didn't play a lot for whatever reason, I won't press you on that, but those 5 guys saw a lot of ice, played with all kinds of different combinations and did an outstanding job every time they were out there.
Yeah, for sure. No, that was, I mean, Chuck Dell, they're just monsters, right? Mm-hmm. It's not an easy task. And then, like, Sucre, he's such a good kid. We have so much fun with him. But honestly, the last two, three games were his best games, in my opinion, on the season. Not just because he scored, like, he had confidence. He was on his toes. He was shutting guys down. So RD did a great job.
And then your bottom six forwards, I think, may very well have been the difference for you in the series in the end. Whoever the bottom six forwards are.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's tough because as a coach, as much as we want to roll, mm-hmm. like, okay, Connor and Housie or Suzlev or whoever, they're out and then they're out again. So it's like you try to get into a rhythm and a roll, but at the same time, you want to have the best matchups you can. So it was tough, but at the end of the day, like, everyone at certain times got a lot, and they did a good job with it. There's just no quit in our team.
You get Red Deer next. Boy, that's going to be a big, heavy, physical team coming at you, a different team than what you faced in Regina coming up next round.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what I just kind of said to the guys, like, that's chapter one, and now there's a period on it. Let's turn the page and start writing chapter two. You know, when we went down 2-0, I told the guys, like, this is going to be an incredible story you're going to tell one day, I'm telling you. And there was no quit. There was just total belief. But at the same time, now we got to put a period and close that chapter and start writing a new chapter.
Last thought on the crowd, 14,768, a sellout in the playoffs.
Yeah. Thank you all so much for coming.
But their job's not done, though, either.
I know. I just really hope you were entertained because that was about as nerve-wracking a series as you get. What a wild series. Thank you for coming.
Coach, thanks. Congratulations. Talk to you in a couple of days. Head coach Brennan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades.